Let's go in depth on our top local story. Salt Lake Board of Realtors President Scott Robbins joins us live on the KSL Newsline to talk about home prices. Sort of a double-edged sword, isn't it, Scott?
It can be in some situations for sure. We definitely love the people coming to our state, but prices do definitely keep going up.
You know, Tim and I talk about this, about how we're happy that the value of our homes is going up. But if we sell, then we'll have to buy a house that's also equally more expensive.
In some situations, yes. But, you know, with the market the way it is and home prices increasing, it's definitely a sign of a very healthy market. And kind of what I alluded to in the article is comparing to other cities and states, we're definitely still more affordable. And that one example where I had one couple who both were working, they sold their home in L.A. and they came here. They sold their 1,300 square foot home for 1.1, and they came here and bought a 5,000 square foot home for $700,000. And one of them is going to stop working to raise the children.
Wow.
So, yeah. I mean, for them, they're just like, this is a lifestyle change. This is a no-brainer, you know?
Boy, that's hard to digest. 1,300 square feet, 1.1 million.
I know.
Sold for
right.
Down there. I raised my kids in a home that was 1,600 square feet. And, right. You know, to be smaller than that for that kind of price is crazy. Where do we go from here? Can it just keep going up? I know part of the reason that the prices are high is because inventory is low.
Inventory is low, and that's we just need more inventory to kind of balance things out. You're right. It's been at an all-time high, and we're seeing the effects of that in the sense of it's just taking longer sometimes for buyers to find a home because, I mean, I took some folks out this weekend, and normally I would be able to show them maybe 8 to 10 homes in their area that they wanted, and I really only had 4. And now we wait. So we just have to wait for new inventory to come on and go see it quickly is when we do.
What's the effect on young couples looking for homes?
You know, that's a great question. It is starting to affect them because I think for young couples, they save a lot, and both of them are typically working, which allows them to afford and to buy a home. And then, as you know, just in life, you know, usually children may come, and then you have to have that conversation of, well, is one going to stay home and raise the children, or are we going to try to both work? And that's definitely, you know, it has to be part of the discussion for young couples if they plan on having a family.
Yeah, it's tough with the median price being at the 385 mark for young couples to be thinking about buying that first home. Scott, thank you for that. We've enjoyed looking at the report this morning from the Salt Lake Board of Realtors, their president, Scott Robbins, helping us to sort all this out this morning.
And we'll